Thank you, Francesco. Francesco had the opportunity to be in the laboratory on the 14th of January at the moment. There was, I was invited to come to Bologna and luckily that's there as well. It is not you. And the reason for not going was that the Cernuza, which Francesco was criticized, was not available to advance. And having some experience measuring water heaters, I was concerned, without having seen that experimental design, that the trip would be less than useful. Some subsequent time, I'll explain why it is that I know a fair amount about what Dr. Rossi has done. But the reasons that I am involved in this at all derive from my responsibilities as a federal employee who is frequently approached with new ideas. And Rossi and his partners approached us in the Navy, and we basically said we would not talk about the things we were doing until such plans and report could be produced. We're still not fully where we say we hope to be produced. There will be a presentation on how one designs these kinds of experiments during this ICCS-16 day of Kinesis. Right. David Kinesis will be doing the presentation, and our colleague at the Naval Research Laboratory, Ken Grabowski, was the principal designer for the instrumentation to do essentially the kind of measurements that Dr. Chesler was suggesting. The device is interesting, and PJ, last night, during the course of the conversation, PJ King, during the course of the conversation, said, now, if you know something is there and it works, that's information in and of itself. We're in that fuzzy period with Rossi where there are hints that it works, there are inconsistencies in what is reported, there are difficulties in the operability of the device that Francesco has described. And so to say that it works or not, in a definitive fashion, I don't feel comfortable making such a statement. But generally, in dealing with uncertainty, what you like to do is you like to associate with these kinds of experimental operations some probability that is going to be sufficient to encourage you to continue or not continue. Yesterday, or Friday, Saturday, I was at the tutorial, Michael Kubri explained and described various evolutions of the trials and methods for evaluating new techniques from the inventor. And I think it's fair to say my first time around was seldom really successful. And in fact, the second time around, third time around, fourth time around, from non-economic students. And I've listened to Ed Storms for years describe his experiences with his mistress. He refers to cold fusion as his mistress. And he has various terms that he uses to describe her behavior. And they are not ones of great consistency. So I guess I would caution try and qualify a bit what it is Francesco was saying today by saying that's not the view. There are an interesting, there's an interesting question I posed to Dave Nagel last night, is to how much attention, how much confidence should we place in a one-off demonstration on the 14th of January in Bloomington? And does that encourage you to go off? Or do you say, well, it didn't work out tonight, so we'll give it up? I think of all the scientific organizations and research groups that I've ever been associated with, this is probably the most dogged group I've ever met. The fact that I see the same faces for 22 years convinces me that if we gave up after the first try, we would have given up. We wouldn't be here. So, I've seen enough of Roxy's work, and as I've said, I'm somewhat constrained by my responsibility as a federal employee, but I've seen enough to keep trying. And I can't tell PJ exactly what the probability was, but I've looked at a fair number of cold fusion experiments over the years, and the question as to whether or not they work and whether or not they will turn into a technology has been something I've had to grapple with over and over again. There is the right with my efforts to try and bring them along. I've considered anything that has, in my estimation, a probability of 1,000 producing technology we're pursuing. I have tried to figure out how to compute these probabilities, and Rob Johnson and I have produced papers on this. I think Rossi's experiment is interestingly enough, rising to the level of hot fusion world. Dave Nagel on Saturday pointed out that the goal of ITER is to have a power gain of 10 after the expenditure of about $5 to $10 billion in 2 years. Francesco was complaining that the power gains dropped to 30. I think it's probably worth giving a little time, pushing along, crossing to the extent he's willing to push along to let us make these measurements. I think it is in his long-term best interest, and I certainly will try and encourage him to do that, but he's a very independent human being, and the role that I have assumed is to try and facilitate the making of such measurements. So, PJ, I can't tell you, but I'd say that we're probably closer to 1 in 10 out of 1,000 of this coming year. And that's enough to keep me going. There has been a fair amount of discussion, I gather, about this topic in the CMS board and the history. There have been a lot of writing back and forth with Rossi. And the problem Rossi has, as I've understood, is the problem of every independent inventor. The history of independent inventors is not the history which one should be very pleased with. Tesla probably is the most famous independent inventor who never realized anything from his inventions. And those lessons are known to Rossi. And so I cut him a little slack. And sometimes paranoid people are, in fact, justified people are after. And I would suggest that in this case, that this community has an interest in cutting him a little slack and helping. And I think the sorts of comments Francesco has made are useful. I think that there is commentary which will come from the paper that Ken Grabowski wrote that Denise will present is useful. And the safety issues, the engineering issues, and all the rest of it, that's way down the road for me. I'm hoping that the nominal 10 kilowatt demonstration that we saw will be taken care of and looked at more closely. And the kinds of questions you raised are just that. So I think that's about all I want to say. I would tell you, though, that it strikes me the complaint about power gain, 120 dropping 80 when the project of PyTAR is looking for pullback for 20 years to 10.